Welcome to the November 2020 Parkinson's Recovery Support Group gathering. Thank you so much for joining us for our event today. I have a couple of topics or questions that have been submitted that we need to be addressing today at our gathering. We do have, I want to remind all of you, the chat room, and you can then enter if you have other topics you'd like for us to address or questions you'd like for me and others to answer. Simply type those into the chat room. We'll be sure to address those during our event today. And if you're listening to the recording of our gathering and you have some questions, you can always call me. I am here as your support person, your facilitator, in order to be able to facilitate a successful journey down the road to recovery. So feel free to give me a call or email me. I'm happy to provide whatever support you need in the moment. What's been happening at Parkinson's Recovery in November? I have spent really every day, 7 days a week, pretty much 8 or 10 hours a day, working on posting the steps in my course, which is titled Giant Leap for Recovery in 14 Steps. I'm converting that course over into this amazing online course platform that I have now begun to pay for called Kajabi. This platform is wonderful in that you get a wonderful presentation of a video that I prepare for each of the steps. You get notes, you get downloads, you get the audio recordings, and so you get a full presentation of each and every of the 14 steps. I have now up and running the 50% to Asian discount for this course that's going to be good through tomorrow. Today is Sunday, November 30th, and so tomorrow begins the month of December. So by the end of the day tomorrow, the discounts unfortunately will no longer be available. The total tuition for the course is $100, but with the discount, it's only $50. So if you take a look at that and you think that's something that would really provide some support on your journey, please take advantage of that discount. I don't want any member to have to pay more than 50% of the actual discount. The course actually takes a couple of months, and we roll out each step every 5 days, which gives you a little bit of chance to implement the step and to experiment with it and to adopt it into your lifestyle. This Giant Leap for Recovery course is different from other courses that I have posted onto this online platform. The other courses have been very specific in terms of their topics. We've got a course titled What Really Matters, and I'm covering there and posting again every 5 days a new possible therapy, a new practice to consider that we've learned really helps to address symptoms. There's also a course called Rock Solid Walking. That course, again, proposes some therapies and some approaches and some lifestyle habits that will enable you to be able to convert walking that's wobbly and challenged to walking that winds up being very rock solid. And then we got a course that really addresses the issue of tremors. So all that I have learned from the almost 20 years of research into looking at what helps people, we are identifying the very specific therapies that help address tremors. Well, the Giant Leap for Recovery course is different in one respect. In this course, I'm not proposing any very specific therapy that costs money or any healthcare practitioner that I'm recommending you go visit and obviously have to make some compensation for the services that they provide. All of the steps involve actions that you can take on your own so that you are in full control of your recovery. It has all of a sudden occurred to me over the last several years that one of the reasons people have made some progress in addressing their symptoms, but the symptoms are still somewhat problematic, is that there are some habits, there are some practices that they have routinely engaged for their entire life that are actually roadblocking further success on your journey down the road to recovery. The purpose of Giant Leap for Recovery is to identify what you can do among all the factors that we know contribute to Parkinson's so that you can address all of those influences and then have continuing success with relieving whatever symptoms you experience. So the course addresses all the underlying factors, and as you probably, as members of Parkinson's Recovery, are well aware, we're talking about addressing issues of diet, what we put in our body and what we get out of our body in terms of avoiding the foods that are making us sick. We address ways to identify those thoughts that are not in your best and highest good and how to transform those thoughts, how to first of all release those thoughts, and second of all, how to configure and write a restorative statement that you can embrace with your full emotional intent so that then you can set the intention to have a positive set of thoughts that in fact support your recovery rather than rattling around as if you were a hamster on a hamster wheel, negative thoughts that roll around again and again that obstruct your recovery. We also talk about issues of toxins, which, as I'm sure you are well aware, are big influences on what can, in fact, create the problems of the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. So suggestions there. We have ways of being able to improve mental clarity and mental alertness. Again, these are all natural systems that are effective. They work. Research shows that, in fact, it's something that you can do and find great. They actually work. And guess what? You didn't have to pay a cent for them. And then, of course, finally, as I'm sure you are well aware, I'm a big proponent of the underlying foundation of Parkinson's winds up being the issue of trauma and stress. The issue is that there is an imbalance between the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic. The parasympathetic is simply turned off or shut down. So what we're doing here in Giant Leap for Recovery is introducing some suggestions of how, in fact, you can turn down the volume of that sympathetic system. And if that's a term that's foreign to you, it's really just the fight, flight, freeze nervous system, one that's required for our survival, so that then we can support the parasympathetic system. That's the one that's the relax, chill out, have a good time. It's the one that enables the body to manufacture these hormones naturally. You can, of course, take supplements or medications and infuse your body with some dopamine and get some relief from that. I think, natural approach is to realize the body knows how to make dopamine and knows how to convert dopamine into what it needs to have in order to be able to allow you to celebrate a relief from symptoms. We just need to be able to support that. And the way to do that naturally is to, again, shut off the ongoing current of the sympathetic nervous system and turn on the parasympathetic. Again, we're not saying one is not necessary. It is. Both systems are necessary. The problem is a problem of balance. I'm very proud of the suggestions that I have introduced in the course. You're not going to find most of these anywhere else. You'll find they'll be very unique and really a reflection of what I've decided is important over the course of many, many years of asking the question, what can really make a difference to persons who currently experience Parkinson's symptoms? So again, as you look at that, if that feels like that's a commitment you'd like to make, if that's something you'd like to be able to do for yourself, I just want to, again, remind you that 50% tuition discount is up and running as we speak, and it will also be available through the end of the day tomorrow, December the 1st. On the What's Up Robert member page, there's more information about the course, and of course, there's a link to be able to actually apply for the tuition with the coupon code that's entered into that page. If you need any help in being able to make that happen, obviously just give me a call. I'm happy to help. Now, I have a couple of questions that I want to read and address and discuss before we connect into any of you who would like to be able to have a ongoing discussion. And again, remember, you can type into the chat room here if you'd like for us to have a further discussion about any other topics. So the first question comes from Bill, and it's the following. Would you consider discussing the minor but embarrassing Parkinson's symptom of excessive saliva drooling? Is there any natural way to control or mitigate this symptom? I am not anxious to get Botox injections in my salivary glands offered by conventional medicine. The question then to address this, of course, is always the same. The question is, what is the cause of the excessive saliva and drooling? My research reveals that most commonly, and this is not always, but most commonly, the factor that's causing the excessive drooling and saliva winds up being toxins. The body has some natural ways of being able to release toxins through, of course, the kidneys, the colon, and the liver. When those get overloaded with too many toxins, how does the body get rid of the toxins that the body acknowledges may be creating some harm to the vital organs, the organs of the heart and the lungs? Well, if the body can't send the excess of toxins to the extremities of the body, and that is defined as the hands, the feet, and guess what, the head, the body has to figure out other ways to eliminate the toxins. And they can do that by sweating. That happens with some people who have excessive sweating and also experiences neurological challenges, and also excessive saliva or drooling in the mouth. In other words, those toxins are actually coming out one way or another, and in this particular case, they're coming out through drooling. Now, confirm this particular expectation and prediction by looking at the meridians that connect in to the mouth. Now, when I say meridians, the meridians all are connected to various organs in the body. They are lines of energy that run through the body. So the question would be, all right, if you have a lot of drooling, what are the meridians that connect into the mouth? Now, not surprisingly, there are two organs that are responsible for the connection to the mouth. The first is the colon. And that, I want to remind you, is a primary organ that detoxes. And the second organ is the stomach. So I would suggest one of the ways to think about this is, well, maybe talk with your medical professional or your doctor about gentle ways to detox. Oftentimes, the drooling is caused by the exposure to heavy metals or to electromagnetic field exposure. Now, one of the kinds of things I do as a matter of routine, now I don't do this every day, but I do regularly take natural detox, which is called zeolite. Zeolite attaches to the heavy metals, and it basically is a great particular detox method that you can adjust yourself. So you can start with just a little bit, and you can make sure that if you begin to feel worse because the detoxing is happening too quickly, you can, you know, back off and not quite take as much. It comes in a fluid, and it also comes in a powder form. You can go to your health food store. It doesn't require a prescription. Now, there are other particular detox methods that you can also use to address this, but I think the zeolite is one that I found is really very successful. It's not quick. It takes a little time, but it's really very effective. The zeolite attaches itself to the heavy metals, and that's able to then get it out of the body. The difficulty with the colon is that oftentimes the toxins get lodged in the colon. Now, when I say colon, that's the large intestine. When they get lodged there, the difficulty is that they tend to be, instead of excreted from the body, they tend to be sent back to the liver. So you just have a boomerang back and forth between the liver and the colon. With the toxins, you don't really get rid of the toxins. So these toxins could have been housed in your colon for many, many years, if not decades, and they simply boomerang back and forth between your liver and your colon. So when you're taking something like a detox, and again, talk with your doctor about what might be the most appropriate method, the idea would be, well, let's see if instead of having the toxins be sent back and forth between the colon and the liver, but rather excreted from the body, then finally, I think you'll find that the stress on the body for being able to get relief is much less reduced. It could be your kidneys are somewhat compromised. Again, talk with your medical profession about that possibility. Now, there might be other factors that are creating this challenge. And the other possibility that I just want to float with you is the following. In order to be able to digest food, our stomach actually has to have more acidity than an alkaline condition. Now, the body itself needs to be alkaline, but in order to be able to get that food digested, as you can imagine, you need to have some acidity in your stomach. It's very possible that that's a bit out of balance in your body. In other words, there's too much acidity in your stomach. So to reduce the excessive acidity, you can do a couple of very simple actions. One of them is, in the morning, before you do anything or take any food whatsoever, you can fill up a glass of some fresh, natural, toxin-free water and squeeze some lemon and drink the water with lemon. Now, that's a great, believe it or not, lemon is a great way to create better alkaline conditions in your stomach. And do that every morning. Another great way to create a more alkaline condition than acidity condition is baking soda. Now, some people in the morning also add baking soda to the glass of water with lemon, and they drink that. I actually do something a little bit different that I think accomplishes the same thing. I brush my teeth with baking soda, and that creates a nice alkaline condition in my throat, and also I think that leaks down into the stomach area. Now, realize that it's not a question of making the stomach totally alkaline, because you've got to have the acidity in order to digest. It is, I think, a problem more of the acidity is too excessive, so you want to just reduce that down a little bit. And so drinking that glass of water with lemon every morning before you do anything else is one way to make that happen. And baking soda, again, if you'd like to drink baking soda, great. That'll certainly do the trick. For me, I'd much rather just brush my teeth with the baking soda. So that's the second possibility. It may be that in combination with the challenge of having a system that's really a little bit too toxic or has an overload of toxins, then what you can do is also address the issue of acidity in your stomach specifically and see if that doesn't provide some relief. But in the suggestion that I'm making is think of the saliva as a signal that your body is giving you that something is out of balance. And I'm suggesting the place to at least initially look as you have consultations with your medical professional is detoxing, and also the question that perhaps your body has some excessive inflammation and a little bit too much acidity. Now, we have a second question that I want to discuss as well, and it comes from Susan. So here's the question. Have you or anyone in the group, again, so this question turns out to everyone, and as was the case for the question that I just addressed earlier. So if you have anything to add to either of these two questions, please, if you would, let me know, either signal that we need to talk or write it into the chat room. Have you heard of fascia stretching? I just read about it and wondered if it might be beneficial to symptoms of Parkinson's disease. So this is really a fascinating question for several reasons. The body has fascia that are throughout every muscle, every tissue of the body. When you have a lot of restriction in the muscles with Parkinson's symptoms, it often turns on the fact that the muscles become very rigid. They almost feel like concrete. People who are body workers and work with persons who have Parkinson's symptoms will oftentimes report to me that when they begin initially working with their clients and patients, they feel their muscles, then they report they almost feel like concrete. That is, there's no flexibility whatsoever. So when you've got such restrictions, what happens is the fascia wind up also being entangled and restricted. When I say fascia, you may be wondering, well, what in the world is that in the body? If you have ever noticed what happens when you cut up meat, or let's say cut up chicken, now you may be a vegetarian and have never done that, but if you've watched this happen or if you've done it yourself, you'll notice that in the actual material of the muscle, there are these white streaks that you'll find in any particular section of muscle. There's the white kind of matter that's in there. Well, that's the fascia, and humans, of course, have fascia throughout their body. So you're thinking to yourself, okay, that's just a kind of excess fat. It's no big deal. And what really is the case is that's a huge deal. It is the primary communication system of the body. So that's where all of the signals, all of the messages that the body sends, thousands and thousands of signals every single second throughout the body, they're transmitted through the fascia. When the fascia then get entangled and obstructed, the signals get a bit meshed up. They get misfirings. And so if you're having symptoms, one big possibility is the fascia have been obstructed. They're entangled. They're hardened. They're not flexible. They're not viable. They're not juicy. One of the ways to explain what happens when the fascia get so entangled and wind up creating the difficulty of information communication in the body is the following. Take a wash rag, as we all have, wet the wash rag, and then squeeze the wash rag with the water dry, put it out into the sun for about 4 or 5 hours. And then, of course, what happens is it winds up being very hard. That wash rag is no longer soft. It's not flexible. It's hard. It's crusty. We can only then be able to remove that hardness by putting more water into it. Now, there is a treatment that's really marvelous for addressing the restrictions in the myofascia. It's called myofascial release, M-O-F-A-S-C-I-A-L, release. I've interviewed a wonderful practitioner, David Howell, several years ago, who was a practitioner in myofascial release. David explains in that interview why this can be so beneficial to releasing some of the restrictions that people with Parkinson's experience. This is in particular very important for people who have mobility challenges. If you are stumbling, if you are freezing, if you are feeling like it's difficult to move feet up and down with ease, it very well may be that one of the best therapies you can consider will be myofascial release. So there's some wonderful practitioners out there. It's a body kind of a therapy. So you sort of lie down on a massage table and the practitioner will work on your myofascial to be able to provide some releases in the restriction of those particular tissues. So the myofascia is a very sensitive, a very juicy, a very tender part of the body. And then when it gets dried out and when it gets frozen, when it gets hardened, then the communication does not transfer through the body. Now, we've known about fascia for many, many years. Anybody who is a body worker is well aware of that because a lot of what body workers do is to loosen up the restrictions in the myofascia throughout the body. So even massage therapists will do this. They'll work on your body and being able to, again, to release the restrictions so that the myofascia are all of a sudden able to have clear passageways of communication back and forth. It's a powerful therapy. It can be very successful, and it's one that I would strongly recommend that anybody consider when, again, especially if they are having some mobility challenges. So loosening up the myofascia can be a huge benefit. I just heard a story of a woman who was having chronic pain and had been doing all the traditional medical options for years and years and years. So she was, I think, in her early 60s and still woke up every day with persistent chronic pain. So she tried all the traditional options, lots of opiates, a lot of medicines that are supposed to reduce pain, and nothing really had helped her for all of those years. So at the recommendation of her therapist, she went to see a myofascial practitioner, and in a matter of a month or two, all of the pain resolved. So that wound up being the solution for her. So I guess I'm also suggesting if you have some pain that's been persistent, not only temporarily, but for many years, it could be that one of the therapies that could provide relief for that would be the myofascial release. There are practitioners pretty much in every large city across the world. It's a therapy that's been outstanding for many, many years. And it's one that, again, can provide, I think, very helpful and instrumental relief for individuals who experience the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. So that's the two questions that we had submitted here before we even began our support group gathering today. I've just checked into the chat room, and I don't see anybody who's written any follow-up issues or questions or concerns. Let me then move over here to our call-in list. And what I'd like to suggest, since we have quite a few folks who called in, is if you'd like to be able to have a discussion right now in the moment, if you could please press *2 to the number 2 on your phone, that'll raise your hand and I'll be able to then connect you in and we can address whatever topics or issues or concerns that you might have, whatever that might be. So if you can just press on your phone *2, and that'll let me know it's time for us to be able to have a discussion right now. I've learned that it sometimes can be a little bit unsettling when I just opened up a line to some of you and you really didn't call in to have any discussion at all. What you really wanted to do is just to listen to not only my discussion, but to the discussion of other people. So I don't want to just open up your line if you're not here to be able to have a ongoing discussion or conversation. And as we're waiting to see those of you who would like to be able to have some further discussion, again, if you would write into the chat room any topics you would like for me to discuss. There are just so many wonderful therapies out there that can be considered. And I know a lot of you have some questions about many of them. So if you have questions about any of these therapies, please let me know. And as I'm waiting to see who'd like to be able to connect in and have a follow-up discussion, again, those of you who have called in on your phone, if you would simply press *2, that'll let me know that it's time for us to be able to open up your line and have a discussion. And if you haven't actually called in on your phone and would like to be able to actually have a conversation, just call in to that number rather than connecting through your computer, and we'll be able to have a discussion right now for our November support group. I just received a fascinating email from natural pharmacist Ross Pelton this morning. Ross reported a link, which is really quite fascinating, reporting some research specifically using Parkinson's patients using electromagnetic field pulse therapy, electromagnetic field pulse therapy, that are very, very promising. The one therapy technology that in my research is the only one really to consider, it's called the Beamer. The Beamer is still waiting for final approval from the FDA to allow for the sale of a part of the Beamer technology, which is called the B-Body. That's a mattress-looking kind of a device that's connected to the Beamer brain itself. And you lie down on this mattress-type device, and that's how the therapy is applied from your toes all the way up to your head. It's a full-body treatment. The Beamer technology has been approved with the exception of that mat. So I'm suggesting that for those of you interested in exploring that as a therapy any further, I would just wait until that final approval comes through so that you can get the benefits of the full technology. I've been using that every day, and it's huge. It really makes a big difference in terms of opening up the circulation of the blood throughout the tiny capillaries in the body. One of the difficulties with illness is that a lot of the circulation winds up being compromised. And the reason is that the dominant circulation in the body, 74%, three-fourths of the percent of the circulation in the body, runs through these tiny, tiny, tiny little passageways called capillaries. And they're so tiny, some of them only allow for one blood cell to pass through. Now, others are larger than that. They would be like equivalent to the diameter of a hair, which is much larger. So you can obviously pass through more than one cell. With aging, however, those capillaries begin to become constricted. They shut down. So the difficulty with, for example, detoxing when you have symptoms of Parkinson's is that you can continue to take all kind of detox protocols, but as you do follow-up tests, oh my goodness, you still have heavy metals, you still have mercury, you still have toxins in your body. Well, why is that when you've been working on detoxing for perhaps as long as 6 months to a year or longer? Well, one of the reasons is that the circulation is not getting to the cells. So how in the world can there be any successful detoxing when the cells are not even being reached? So to be able to successfully detox, you got to have good circulation throughout your body. That's what this electromagnetic field therapy does. It opens up the circulation conduits so that the nutrients get to the cells and the waste products are removed. Think about a cell, and we've got billions of them in our body. Let's say this cell is in your little toe of your left foot. If this cell has some toxins and there's no fluid there, there's no circulation, how in the world are the toxins going to be able to be removed? They're not, and of course the cell dies. So there's excessive cell death, there's not as much cell renewal, and of the cells who remain, a lot of them are compromised because, again, they have more toxic residue inside of them than is conducive to being able to have full functionality. That means that improving the circulation throughout the body is a big benefit. Ross is a huge proponent. He's my mentor in this. And what he says to me is this is the biggest anti-aging device that he's ever seen created and invented. It's about an invention of 20 years ago in Berlin, Germany. It was widely and still is widely used in Europe, but not so much known here in the United States. So those of you who are members and are in Europe, you should be able to get treatments with the Beamer pretty easily with a practitioner. And those are in the United States. That's a much less possibility. Now, the one thing you might do as you're waiting for final approval, if this therapy calls out to you, is that if you'd like to be able to have some experience with this and learn more about it, I can ask Ross to see if he can find a practitioner who has a Beamer near where you live so that you can actually go out and have an experience with it. So if you'd like to be able to do that, just so you can learn a little bit about what this EMF technology is really all about, this electromagnetic field therapy is all about, called the Beamer, B-E-M-E-R, then let me know. Give me an email or give me a call, and I will contact Ross and see if he can locate somebody who has a Beamer and who can give you an actual experience. Again, I'm suggesting hold off on purchasing that right now until we get the full enchilada, as they say, available. And when that's available, I think it would be probably something really smart to consider as an option, as a therapeutic option. Let me check with the chat room here and see who has connected in. Well, I don't see anybody yet who's written in with any responses or any other topics you'd like for us to discuss. And again, for those of you who called in, to be able to signal that you'd like for me to open up your phone line, if you could please right now press *2 on your phone. We have a number of people who called in, but I don't have any *2s yet. So if you'd like to have a discussion, now's the time to enter *2, and we'll open up your line immediately and have an actual person-to-person discussion. This is, as you know, your facilitator, your support person, your guide in terms of identifying options that can enable you to get relief from your symptoms, who is the founder of Parkinson's Recovery. My name is Robert Rogers. And I've been looking at these options now for a couple of decades. So we've got lots of evidence, lots of information, lots of support for you. It may be that there is an interview that I have done with a practitioner back in 2009 or earlier that would be very beneficial for you to hear. So if you have very specific topics, it may be I can point to you a very specific radio show interview. Another kind of a step that you can take is, as a member, you know you have access to the radio show page. And on that page, you'll see a listing of categories. So on phones, it may be at the bottom, but on computers, it's over to the right part of your screen. Just scroll down, and I've got all the topics listed. So it took me forever to be able to categorize the topics for each of these interviews. You click on the topic that you'd like to know more about. You'll see the listing of all of the interviews I have done with either healthcare practitioners or persons with Parkinson's symptoms that discuss that. They'll discuss their experience with it or therapies that have addressed that. So if you want to learn about a very specific topic, you can click on that category listing. And again, on your member page, it'll list all of the radio show interviews that I've done that pertain to that very specific topic. So you can learn a great deal about the topic by just listening to some of the interviews. Of course, for some of the interviews, it may be that of the 45-minute or hour discussion, only 10 minutes pertain to that topic, but still it will cover that address if I've listed that as a subject that was covered in that interview. So be sure to use that as a resource. I think a lot of you don't really realize that that resource is actually there. And of course, remember also that we update the member pages every week, every day. I spent lots of time in being able to find some useful support resources for you. So be sure to connect in. And as I mentioned before in some of our support group gatherings, please consider the important value of connecting in to the Parkinson's Recovery Support Group pages every weekday, Monday through Friday. It's easy to move into a place of frustration, of depression, of anxiety when all of a sudden you might have an additional challenge with a symptom or something in your life is very troubling. To be able to offset that low state of energy, if you'll just connect into the member website, you're going to find there's just lots of positive energy that gives you the support to continue down the journey, down the road to recovery. So we've got inspirational quotes. We've got mind work. And when I say mind work, that's my way for being able to facilitate the communication between the right and left side of the brain. So mind work involves sometimes speech, sometimes memory, sometimes using your hands, so that you are using different parts of your brain to be able to increase the facility of neural networks. For those of you that experience tremors, I just really delved back into a quite fascinating interview that I conducted with Michael Lavery. Michael is the author of a book called Brain Power. It's an amazing interview in the sense that Michael is suggesting that mental exercises can make a huge difference in creating new neural pathways that will address symptoms that are neurologically oriented. So Michael makes a lot of suggestions that I'm now very specifically posting up onto the course Tame Tremors that I think will really enable a lot of persons who have tremors to be able to start doing these exercises and find, bingo, their tremors are all of a sudden relieved significantly. So what are these exercises? Well, quite interestingly, an exercise might be name the United States backwards alphabetically. So instead of starting with Alabama, you start with the state of Washington, and then you have to list them from the last state to the very first state. Or state the alphabet backwards rather than forwards. We can all do ABC, but how about doing it backwards? Those kinds of mental exercises that you can just work with your pleasure at your leisure every day, again, facilitate the ability of the body to enhance and create new neural networks. That's the whole purpose of the mind work that I have on the member websites. We have challenges every week of being able to invite your body to function in a slightly different way. Working that every day really will enable ultimately to celebrate a relief from whatever symptoms you experience. So forging new neural networks is really where it is at. It's also important, of course, to reduce that intensity of the sympathetic nervous system. So the meditations here and there are all directed toward being able to help you make that happen. The meditations, we got a long meditation for members that lasts about 30 minutes every week. I post that on Monday. And we've got daily meditations that are only about 5 minutes long, Monday through Friday. They are all centered on the very same topic. Some topics are going to be very novel, very new, and very energizing, since it's a way that you can release some of the frustrations and traumas that you've experienced in having to experience these neurological challenges. We also have on the member website an exercise. It's just a short minute or two exercise, and that's an invitation to do that. Research has shown if you simply do that very simple exercise for a couple of minutes, you will feel significantly better every day. And if you are already an exerciser, obviously seeing that page on the member website is a reminder. Okay, remember, exercise is huge. Be sure to get out and do exercise today, even if you're feeling a little bit down in the dumps. There's also a healthy recipe. Again, putting the good food into our bodies is huge. So that's a reminder. Here's some different ways of making some meals, some dishes. And so consider that instead of perhaps making what you've been making for dinner for the last 30, 40, 50 years, maybe you can consider making a different kind of a dish that really is healthy and nourishing for your body in every single respect. Of course, there's also a page that's What's Up, Robert. And on that page, I always post every week whatever is new about what I'm doing. And of course, what you see for this week most recently is I'm just telling you about the course Giant Leap for Recovery in 14 Small Steps. And quite frankly, that's what I've been working on intensely here for many, many weeks. I just wanted you to know about that and, of course, about the big tuition discount that's still available today and tomorrow. We also had many of you, I think, took advantage of the Parasympathetic Summit. So on the What's Up, Robert page, I always want to post the kind of opportunities for exploring different ways of healing. And I know a number of you reported back to me that watching those videos, of course, they were up for free. So I watched for free, and I know many of you did as well, were very helpful in identifying some steps that you could take personally that would enable you to get a better balance of the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. That wound up being a wonderful activity that I know I spent some time with over the last several weeks, and I know many of the rest of you did as well. So I'm saying in a long-winded way, please take just a few minutes, if that, every day to connect into the member website, see what's there, listen to the short meditation. On Mondays, if you can allocate a little extra time, 25 or 30 minutes to listen to the longer meditation, that's a way of really resetting your positive intention to have a successful journey down the road to recovery. So we've got lots of different pages for you that I update every single day, lots of different opportunities to be able to get an infusion of positive energy and suggestions and ideas of what you can do to be able to have a successful journey down the road, again, to recovery. So it says Bonna is on the phone. Oh, great, Bonna. Yeah, I see that. And so I don't see your hand raised, but let me open up the line since you mentioned that in the chat room and say hello. Hello, Vanna, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. So what's up?
I've raised my hand several times. I guess my telephone just doesn't register my hand.
Oh, well, I see it raised now. So what's up?
Oh, okay, good. Good. So I'm doing real good with heart math. I enjoyed doing that. That's for those
wonderful people
who are either
wonderful,
depressed or anxious or whatever. I really enjoy doing that. So,
and Vanna, you've got more information about that you mentioned during our last support group meeting. Why don't you give your contact information to people so that people who want to learn more about heart math can do so by contacting you?
Okay. It's Vanna One. That's V as in vodka. That's V-A-U-N-A, one, like the number one, at AOL.com. So that's Vanna, V-A-U-N-A, one, like the number one, at AOL.com. And then my telephone number is 609-533-1116. That's 609-533-1116. I'd be glad to talk with anyone about it because it really has helped me emotionally and socially and everything.
So could you be a little more specific in terms of how it might address symptoms, Vanna?
Well, basically what my symptoms were, I was really, with this epidemic or pandemic thing happening, I was really depressed from time to time. And I was more in a mood of being more anxious and just couldn't handle stress that much. So they have two different programs you could get. One is on the computer, and you connect it to a sensor to your ear, and there's certain exercises that you do, and you end up being able to be more coherent and more settled in your feelings. In other words, I didn't feel like I wanted to cry every other day, that kind of thing. And then the other one is where you order a free app on your telephone and then get the sensor from the company, which I would show you how to do that. Get the sensor from the company that you would clip to your ear, and it does the same thing except it's for one person. And the one on the computer is for any number of people that you want to use it with. But I really have enjoyed it. And the people that have done this have been around for about 25 years, and they're very, very nice people. Very nice. So it's something that just helps me be more coherent. You know, our heart sends many messages to the brain, many more than the brain sent into the heart. And this just helps everything be in more coherence. And I just feel more relaxed and settled and less involved with my stress. So that's what I'd like to tell you. But since I've also talked with you since last month, I've been doing a lot of looking into EMF and EMR and ways to control that, namely my modem Wi-Fi. And I've noticed I'm in the process of learning ways to possibly, when I'm sleeping, you know, you can still use the Wi-Fi and computer during the day. While I'm sleeping, I turn off the Wi-Fi at night, and my symptoms seem to be a lot, shall we say, less evident when I have the modem turned off. So I would be glad to talk with whoever about the EMF. I'm not a certified person, but I do know a lot about it. So I'd be glad to share that information with anybody on EMF, EMR. Namely,
oh, Vanna, that's a
namely,
wonderful offer, Vanna.
Mainly, if one of the things I was told to do was check to see if I had a smart meter on the edge of my house for my electricity. Smart meter is one that counts the electricity that's being used by your home, and they don't have to send out a person to read your meter. Well, I called the city of Austin, which is where I live, Austin, Texas, and I requested that my smart meter be replaced with an analog meter. They have to send somebody out to read my meter once a month, but it does not send out this EMR kind of thing. So those are very powerful, and even the neighbor next door, if they have a smart meter, you can still be affected by that too. So that's one of the things that I do. But there's many other things I'm doing to help cut down the EMR and EMF. So I just wanted to tell you about that.
Oh, wonderful, Vanna. And I just want to underscore the importance of what Vanna is addressing. The exposure to EMS is, as I see it, the health challenge of this century. The really wiry difficulty is that the effects of the exposure mount little by little over time. I know I see many young people now with these phone connections stuck into their ear, the Bluetooth kind of connections.
Yeah.
So that's EMF that is going directly into their brain. And they're not noticing anything today. It's not as if they're recognizing this is causing any health problems. It's convenient. It's easy. They can always answer questions from people who are calling. And so for them, it feels like it's the modern technology that they're going to embrace. Unfortunately, the research would suggest that as they continue to do that, the effects will mount little by little over time. And the awful prediction would be ultimately they're going to have some pretty threatening and serious health problems as a result. So the challenge is that we're using these technologies. They're here. They're not going away. And yet, as Vanna is now saying, I think is the smart way to proceed is to recognize these are serious threats for all of us, And we have to begin to take some steps to be able to reduce the exposure that we have to these particular technologies. And so she's been doing a lot of work on that. Give her a call after you recognizing maybe there's some steps you can take, simple steps that will really help you be able to reduce the exposure that you have to these technologies. And I also want to say that some people... Say again?
Am I still on?
Yes.
If you boil an egg and you have an egg that's boiled in one hand and another egg in the other hand that's raw, they look the same from the outside. So all of this EMF and EMR and all that stuff affects us from the inside. We don't see it from the outside.
That's a beautiful way to explain really what's happening. And Ivana, the other thing I can say from the kind of work that I've been doing in looking into this as an issue is there are a relatively small group of people that are so sensitive, they know that when they get near to these electromagnetic emissions, that they are affected very profoundly. For instance, if you are working in an office near a cell phone tower, many people are seriously affected. They can't even function. Other people seem to be able to not even be aware that they're affecting them. So if you're a person listening to this and thinking, well, I don't seem to, I can tolerate it, I don't have any problem. Well, right, and that's great. That's a wonderful benefit. That's true for me. I don't really notice that much unless I have excessive exposure. But it does accumulate over time so that we really need to get serious about what we can do to reduce exposure, just like Vana is suggesting. So, Vana, give everybody again, if you would, your contact information so that now that they're probably really convinced they need to talk with you.
Okay, the number is 609-533-1116. And the email is Vana, V-A-U-N-A, Vana, 1, like the number 1 at AOL.com. And you had talked about the brain, the tamers. Well, who was the author of that book?
Michael Lavery, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, and I believe the last name is L-A-V-E-R-Y. It's called Brain Power. And on the member radio show page, there is the full interview with him that is quite fascinating. So if you go on the member page, that's the radio show page, and go down to Brain, I think you'll find the listing of his show right there. Great. Vana, thank you so much for being here. It is so wonderful to be able to hear from you and to connect and to discover all the wonderful things that you have been doing to be able to get relief from your symptoms. You always have such wonderful insights and such wonderful ideas. We have a call from Toronto, Ontario. I don't have a name, but I just want to open up your line and say hello. What's up? So just opening up the line to Toronto, Ontario. And you had sort of raised your hand, so I want to make sure to open up the line here and say hello. What's up?
Hello. I don't know if it's me.
It's you. Hi there. So what's up? This is Robert.
Oh, this is Susan. I did raise my hand about 3 times and nothing happened, so I didn't think it was going to work.
It does work. So what's up?
Well, I just wanted to let you know, I sent you a link to something that I found on Facebook. It's a course regarding the fascia stretching. It might be something that people want to look into. This is a course that you can take yourself to teach yourself how to do it.
Oh, great. Wonderful. I'll look at that. I think I started the show and didn't have a chance to see that link, but we will make sure to investigate that and let people know about it. So that's sort of a do-it-yourself way of being able to get the fascia so that they are better able to function as they were designed.
Right, because I don't know what it's like in the U.S., but in Canada, this is, type of therapy is not covered by health insurance, and you have to pay for it yourself, and it can run into a lot of money if you're going regularly. So
that
if you can learn how to do it yourself.
It's much better. That's so well said. And I think it's also true for the United States, though, Susan, as well. I think here it doesn't, the insurance doesn't really pay for it. So you really have to go out of pocket and, you know, get the therapy in that way.
For the others that are listening, there's a website. It's called the Daily Om, O-M as in yoga om, you know, dailyom.com. That has information about this course.
Cool. The Daily Om, OHM.com.
Just Daily Om.
Daily, not the, forget the D. Oh, great. Two wonderful suggestions, Susan. So you're really on target with being able to explore this as a way to be able to address symptoms that you're experiencing.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take the course and see how it goes.
I think that's a wonderful idea. And it is, as I was trying to explain earlier, I think huge for people. That really is the major communication system in the body. So when that gets obstructed, you will begin to have some challenges. So let us know how the course goes.
Yeah, I will. I'll report back and let you know how it worked for me.
Awesome. Thank you so much for letting us know about that.
Well, you're welcome, Robert. Great to talk to you.
Same here. And let me now open up a line to Bill. Hello, Bill. Are you there?
Hey, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you, Bill. And how about you?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to deal with a little bit of a relapse that I had where when I first got Parkinson's, I used to fall quite a bit. And then this goes back maybe 3 or 4 years now. And I gradually got a kind of grip on that and didn't fall for a long time. And then recently, I guess I just got careless. And I fell and hurt my hip a little bit. And then that impairs your walking further. And you have to overcome two things then. And so I'm just trying to work my way back from that. It's always discouraging when you have a little bit of a, I don't know, relapse is probably too strong a word, but setback, let's call it.
Of course.
But you just got to keep a positive attitude and know that you'll come out of it. But you hate to go, you know, you always want to move in a forward direction. So if something happens to you, even if it's through carelessness or whatever on your part, a lack of attention to what you're doing, you don't want to get yourself in a place of, well, I'm not moving forward in the way that I would like.
Beautifully said. So for the falls, do you feel a bit dizzy?
No, it's kind of more, most of my motor issues have to do with the lower half of my body, my feet and legs, and walking and gait and balance. And so if I'm not real careful where I put my feet, I can almost, sound silly, but I can almost step on my own feet, and you can sort of catch your feet, and that's what happened in this particular case. And it's worse when you're tired or it's the end of the day or, you know, you can always go back and kind of analyze why it happened. But of course, by that point, it's too late. So,
right.
So well, I'm kind of working my way out of that. It's nothing permanently bad. I just thought I'd mention it only because I think no one can expect consistent improvement. You have to kind of take these setbacks and try and deal with them in a positive way and not let yourself get in a state of mind where you're thinking, oh, you know, all this progress that I made is out the window and I'm right back where I started. It's usually not the case.
Exactly.
But it's easy to fall into that.
Yes. Well, when you mention balance as an issue, so it doesn't feel like you're centered when you walk sometimes?
Yeah, it doesn't feel like you can easily change directions or turn around or back up from something or just walking in a straight line forward is not a particular issue, but like I said, stopping and turning, or particularly backing up, seems to be my problem. But
wow.
You don't realize when you can walk normally, you don't realize how much you actually are sort of stepping backwards in a way to turn or to back up from something, or to give yourself a little more room in a situation. And that's kind of difficult for me. I don't know if that's the case with everybody who has walking and balance issues, but backing up and stepping backwards, I have to be pretty aware of what I'm doing to do it safely.
Very, very mindfully, it sounds like, or else you'll get into trouble.
Yeah. And, I can overcome it by being mindful, but unfortunately, it's impossible to be mindful 100% of the time.
Right. When you mentioned the challenges of falls emerged, was that all of a sudden you were doing fine and then the problem surfaced pretty quickly?
Yeah, that's what's, I don't want to say upsetting, but that's surprising to me that it happened, where things were gradually deteriorating and then something bad happened. It was just like all of a sudden, I had this kind of issue.
I have a possibility I want to suggest you might consider pursuing.
Okay.
So the issue with Parkinson's symptoms, if it's just actual Parkinson's, it's very gradual. The symptoms are just, a little bit every month, and you don't really see a dramatic shift if it's
right.
Just that. All right, so that leads me to ask, okay, what really happened? And since this seemed to come on pretty quickly, I've got a hunch that there's a possibility what actually happened was a food infection. So somehow you grabbed a hold of some food. Maybe it was just food that had some bacterial infection that was a little bit too old that you ate, that happens to all of us. Maybe you were at a restaurant and you got some food that had a little bit of infection. So when you have these food infections, that can create exactly the problem that you described. And we don't know if that's true or not, but one of the ideas I've got for you is you can always try to take the following step that won't mean a big expense and no visits to medical professionals, though you might want to consider that. And that is, there's a remedy that's called charcoal, believe it or not. Charcoal. And it's a detox kind of a method that many healthcare professionals suggest. I have heard some acquaintances will say whenever they go out to a restaurant, they always take a couple of the charcoal capsules in the event that there might be some infection there, and the charcoal tends to grab a hold of that and gets rid of it. So you could always go and just get a bottle. I think the one that we bought and use periodically only cost $10. And what you might want to do is to take that for maybe a week anyway to see if you don't experience a little bit of improvement in the symptoms you're experiencing. So it's a low cost opportunity to just experiment with, well, maybe it might be a food infection, and that's a way to see whether or not that's true or not.
Okay, that's an interesting suggestion.
I doubt it's anything directly related to hormones. It sounds like it's something else, and I would guess it's probably an infection.
Yeah, because I was listening when you were talking earlier today about the zeolite. Would this be something that would be helpful in tandem with charcoal, or would you
sure?
Do?
Oh yeah, definitely so, definitely so.
Okay.
And I might also just add an addendum, Bill. How did I figure this out? So you certainly don't see this discussed on, you know, websites or posts or in my research. I'd never seen anything like this. Well, what really happened to me was I had in my refrigerator about 3 months ago a bottle of cherry juice that I had been drinking very slowly. And the expiration date on the cherry juice was, you know, 6 months out. But I had opened it up and had been using it so slowly, it must have been in the refrigerator for 3 or 4 months already. So yeah. I looked at the expiration date. I said, oh, heavens, that's 2021. No problem. So I poured a glass of that cherry juice because I love cherry juice, although I hadn't had any for a month or two. I drank it down, and Bill, I cannot describe to you what happened to me. It was violent. I could not walk straight. I had to hold on to walls. I got violently ill. I mean, this was maybe 15 or 20 minutes after I drank it. It
wow.
was startling. It was startling. And for days afterward, I was dizzy. I was out of balance. I was not centered. I couldn't walk straight. And so my wife explored, well, what in the world can you do about that? And she found this just by talking to some health food professionals. Oh, there's this thing called charcoal, which I didn't know anything about at the time. And I used that for a few days, and bingo, the problem resolved. So quite frankly, that's my own personal experience. That's the only reason I know that I might suggest this as a possibility for you.
Okay, that's interesting. And it comes in capsules, you said?
Yeah, it's just capsules, and it does kind of, if you separate the capsule, it's dark, it does kind of look like charcoal, and you would think, well, why in the world am I ingesting something called charcoal that we use for our barbecue grills, but it's a health food kind of a thing, it's not any kind of a harmful thing, and again, a
sure.
lot of health food professionals will suggest this as a major detox for everything.
Okay, I'll definitely give that a try.
Yeah, I think it would be worth experimenting with. And you will know if it's the case that that's going to make a difference within, I would say, a week anyway. So you'll know if that's going to help. And it can't do any harm. I mean, it might actually be helping on other dimensions as well. So it's possible that you'll see some improvement in this balance issue because it's addressing other problems as well.
Yeah, because I certainly concur with what you said before. It's been my experience with Parkinson's that any improvement or any degradation of symptoms is a gradual thing. It's not something that suddenly one day you're fine and the next day you're better or you're worse. It's sort of incremental.
It's incremental, or it just stays the same, or it gets a little bit better. So it's
right.
gradual. It's gradual. Yeah, it's not quick. So whenever anybody has this rather large change, I think the always question is, well, forget about any label of neurological challenges. If it's labeled as Parkinson's or anything else, it's probably due to something else. And so that's what needs to be addressed.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting. Thank you for that insight.
You're welcome, Bill. And I just want to say thank you so much for being here and connecting in. I always look forward every time because I think, oh, I bet at least Bill will be here for our support group gathering. So,
I do my
thank
best
you.
And certainly appreciate everything that you do, Robert.
It's an honor and a privilege. Again, thank you for being here, Bill.
Sure.
So I'm looking down, and I don't see anybody else who's raised their hand. So let me just call out if you could please, if you would like to be able to have a discussion about any topic, either write into the chat room what you'd like to talk about, or you could write into our Q&A panel as well. I don't see anybody who's added anything extra from what Vana actually said. And if you called in by your phone, you can always do *2 on your phone, and we'll be happy to open up your line and have a discussion for this November Parkinson's Recovery Support Group gathering. So I want to thank each and every one of you for your contributions to support the Parkinson's recovery. Of course, as I'm sure you're well aware, it costs thousands and thousands of dollars every month to provide all the services that we provide. So your contributions are very much appreciated and help us to be able to mount all of this support for our global audience. So it really makes a huge, huge difference. And as a reminder, as I'm waiting to see if anybody else would like to connect in and have a discussion, remember, we've got the new course, A Giant Leap for Recovery in 14 Steps, that is now posted and available for you to be able to engage. You can do that instantly because it's online. The courses I previously did were live courses, and I have taught this course before and continued to improve it every single offering. And now I am really amassing and refining all of the content, all of the material, enriching all the material, and putting that up onto this really very accessible online platform. So if you'd like to be able to experience that, the course rolls out one step every 5 days. So after a couple of months, you have all 14 steps in place. The idea is, just as the course announces, you want to have small steps that you take that don't require any expense, some little changes in how you live and how you spend your time that will enable you to be able to little by little take as you celebrate a giant leap in your recovery. In other words, you'll look back after you've been taking these steps and realize, wow, I really am getting better. And I think one of the reasons I thought the course would be so helpful to offer to my global audience is that it really does place you in full control of your recovery. Instead of figuring that the only solution resides in some supplement, medication, healthcare professional, or therapy, you're the one that can figure out exactly what you can do. It's rather like what Susan was just suggesting. Well, there's a course that teaches you how to do it yourself. Well, that's similar to all the steps that I'm recommending, though you don't have to register for any outside course. So if you'd like to be able to begin taking one step at a time that addresses all the factors that address the underlying conditions that are influence the symptoms of Parkinson's, then Giant Leap for Recovery. And again, if you're interested, I want to make sure that you take advantage of that 50% tuition discount. It's only a one-time payment. The other courses I know many of you are also enrolled in, they are ongoing. So I continue to post new updates every 5 days for those other three courses. But for this course, for Giant Leap for Recovery, it's a one-time 14-step course, so it's a one-payment kind of a thing. And then, as I'm sure you are all aware, because many of you are already in some of these other courses, I'm always available, so you can always contact me, email me, just as the case for those of you who are members, so we can provide clarifications on anything that I might have suggested or other ideas as well. Well, I don't see anybody else who's connected in, so I don't think we have any other discussions we need to be sure to engage, and nobody in the chat room. So it looks like we've concluded with our discussion here today at our November Parkinson's Recovery Support Group gathering. Thank you so much for being members, and for those of you who are listening to the recording, thank you so much for connecting into us just a little bit late and hearing the wonderful suggestions and news and ideas that have been offered by those of you who are members. And that's what's happening here on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and, of course, all of the children are truly loved. Thank you for being a member. Know that by the simple virtue of the fact that you are a Parkinson's Recovery member, that you indeed are traveling down the road to recovery successfully.